I have Tess from Local 98856 on the line. Hi, Tess.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm okay. You know, I was in my garden over the last few days, wishing I had nothing else to do but gardening.
Wouldn't that be great? I'll tell you.
It would be great. It's amazing, though. You know what I like about hanging out with Mother Nature? It's kind of, Mother Nature is kind of no nonsense. It's kind of business as usual, and it's the type of business that I really like. I just love being out in my garden. It still continues on, no matter how up or down I might be. You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean. Yeah. The garden is an amazing place to spend some of our time, to heal our hurts, and just sort of to, you know, marvel at the mystery of it all. The garden, a lot has been happening in that garden since the last time we spoke here.
Yeah.
And it's growing, and it's reaching, and it's tumbling over itself. And one of the things that I like to remember about the garden, because it's easy to overlook, is that, you know, that biological community has its own goal out there. We have our goal for the garden, but it has its own goal, and that is to reproduce itself and to take itself and its DNA forward into the future and into the next generation. And so as we're out there more and more, for me, I see that my goal in the garden and my job essentially is just to be the caregiver, the caretaker, to provide that water and that food and that mulch and that weeding so that this whole thing can continue forward and provide me with food that helps me achieve my goals and my hopes and just to take this whole circle along. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it? It's almost like the food that we get out of the garden is probably kind of a byproduct of what the garden's trying to do, like you said, reproduce itself. I mean, it has attractive things. It has food things that bring us in, bring the birds in, bring the animals in.